On a rainy day in late March, a few thousand atheists converged on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., for what was billed as the largest ever gathering of non-believers in one place. There are about 34 million adults in the United States who claim no religious denomination. Some celebrities also have turned away from religion. Famous atheists include comedian Bill Maher, Apple founder Steve Jobs, and actress Angelina Jolie. According to the American Atheist Organization, atheism is not a belief system, but a label for the absence of faith and a disbelief in God. Straight up Urban Voice Jr. Hannah Cuthbertson of Kettle Run High School in Noakesville, Virginia, attended the Reason Rally and learned why some attendees are rejecting religion.
Are you serious? You think the blind turns into blood? Mock them, ridicule them.
Reading the Bible, of all things, is what some of the young attendees said led them to atheism. Nathan Garvin is 26 and comes from a Catholic family. He went to school in Kentucky and was surrounded by what he saw as hypocritical Bible belters.
There are people who will do drugs, but if you say goddamn, they'll smack you in the face in this school. Most of them haven't even read their own book, and they're trying to push off certainty, and they haven't done the work.
21-year-old college student Alejandro Ordonez also comes from a religious family. He, too, has read the Bible. Instead of converting him, it sent him searching for answers in science, physics, and logic.
I took the equation of, okay, if the Bible's fake, what is real then? So I started into physics, science, logic.
For Haider Ali, it wasn't the Bible that sent him to atheism. It was the Quran. 19-year-old Ali has a strongly rooted Middle Eastern heritage. His family members are devout Muslims, and this creates a struggle for him.
I believe it's actually been pretty hard because my parents are really strict about their own religion. I was actually really religious at one point. I used to pray all the time. I've read the Quran at least 2 times now.
Ali says that his parents are not supportive of his newfound atheism.
My dad, he'd be pretty upset. We've actually had like debates and he just gets angry and starts yelling. I'm like, okay, I'm just not going to bring it up right now.
You need to fear God, atheist.
Everybody fear God!
Counter-protesters also showed up at the rally. Some saw it as an opportunity to convert atheists to a religion. Reuben Israel has been counter-protesting at atheist events for more than 30 years.
This country was based upon a religion, and a particular religion, which is Jesus Christ and God, the God of the Bible. And we're here to preserve that.
And because they reject the Son of God, they go to hell.
Israel is adamant about convincing atheists that he thinks they are wrong.
If they want to bow down to a tree, have at it. But it's my job to tell them it's just a tree.
16-year-old Lily Kildiff doesn't care if a tree is a tree. She still isn't even sure if she's an atheist. She's not interested in any type of organized religion or organized atheism and is still trying to figure out what she really believes.
Life is a journey where you find your views. You go through life, you're learning, you're experiencing, you're witnessing things. So I kind of want to go through life just completely open-minded.
At 50, Vernon Grudger is sure he's an atheist. He spent his first 35 years believing in organized religion. It was what he saw as a police officer that changed his mind. Since then, Vernon has spent the last 15 years disagreeing with his peers.
At the work, they call me the devil.
How do you respond?
I say, I can't because I don't believe it.
Whether it's being called the devil, being accused of bowing down to trees, or not receiving support from parents, all of these atheists have endured struggle to come to terms with their lack of religious belief. They hope society will become more tolerant of their choices. Hannah Cuthbertson, Straight Up, Urban Voice.